The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Trinidad and Tobago, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you get to speak your mind. It's where your talk matters, of course. And as I told you before we went on that short break, I have the most beautiful, the most talented. Should I put an S at the end of that or... Yeah? So we have Sophia and Kelsey. Welcome to Freedom. How are you guys?
We are good.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great, girl. Thanks for asking. You look fabulous. I love your hairstyle.
Thank you so much. It's cute.
Nice. So which one is Sophia? Which one is Kelsey? Let's tell all listeners one time.
I'm Sophia.
You're Sophia. Sophia, come closer. Nice. Right. Sophia, we own like boiled corn. So what was he saying? What's going on with you? All you need is love. I love that top.
Thank you.
Pink is your favorite color?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, I can tell. So, Sophie, talk to us. Now, we have all these people listening to us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. So, tell us about yourself. What's up?
I'm good. And I'm 11 years old.
You're 11?
And I've written my own book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the name of your book?
Sophia Stand Strong.
Let me see if you're standing there. I could see if you're standing up strong, probably. Nice. So tell us, what made you write the book? What's up? How you decide to say, hey, mommy, granny, grandpa, I going and write this book today? What make you do that?
Well, in my old school, it had children bullying. Mm-hmm. Kids was getting bullied. And...
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
And then I was wondering, what can I do to help the kids? And that's why I came up with the Kindness Club.
The Kindness Club?
Yes.
The Kindness Club?
Yes. Hmm.
So you had a kindness club in your school?
Yes.
Wow. The kindness... What school you go to?
The British Academy.
British Academy. That's a very awesome idea, you know, to have the Kindness Club, you know. And, you know, as you say, you mentioned that. That's a real cool thing, girl. So, how much people in this club?
About five
of you. But you know what? At least we started with five.
Yeah.
Nice, Sophie. So, you wrote that book. So, how did you feel writing the book? What emotions you put into it? In a matter of fact, tell me what age you are again.
11.
You're 11 years old. So, ladies and gentlemen, 11 years old. You're writing your own book. You see what I tell you about these Gen Z's? They're smarter than us, man. And again, a round of applause for that. Yay! So, tell me the emotions you felt while writing that book.
I felt happy and I felt very confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so, where can I get this book? I want to buy it.
Well, it's coming out.
Right.
In a little while, so you can get it.
So, in about a few months' time, I could go and look for it and I will get it.
In a few weeks.
Yes. Well, that's very nice. That's really good. So, what else you're into? So you wrote that book. What else are you into? What else do you like?
I like to dance.
What kind of dance?
Hip hop or ballet.
Nice. So you wanna be a dancer when you a ballet dancer when you get older?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. All right, and we have Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. So, Kelsey, what brings you here?
I just really want to be there.
You really want to be there? So, you're into fashion, Kelsey?
Yes.
What made you? What are the things you like about being in fashion? What do you like?
Just like wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Showing off my outfits, and I just have a pretty, makeup on, hair, looking fashiony.
Only listen to it out there. Hear what I'm telling you? So come closer to the mic for me, Kelsey. So is it that you're sisters, right?
Yes.
So you're like excited to go to France?
Oh yes.
Kelsey, but you're not. Sophia.
I'm going.
You're going to France.
Yes.
So you're going to France to do what?
a model.
Girl, so you're an author. You're a modeler. You want to be a ballet dancer. What you can't do? What you can't do? Yeah. It seems like you could do everything.
Yes, I can.
But that's really good. That's really good. So tell me, what do you think you expect when you go to France? What do you expect?
I expect to eat nice food.
Oh, girl, I should give you a high five for that there. Yeah. High five. You expect it. So what when you go there to model, is it that what type of runway or competition it is? What is that?
It's just to walk the clothes.
Right.
To walk the clothes and show people your clothes and them.
Papa, yoy. But what's going on here? So why do you say no in the seat, boy? So Kelsey, tell me, when you go and write your first book?
I'm gonna write my first book in 1 week.
In what? Girl, I believe you. I believe you. What the name of your book will be?
I have to think. Love and Helping Others.
Love and Helping Others. I like this one, you know. She needs it. I like this one. So now guys, let me just give you a little brief idea of what it is we're dealing with. We're dealing with kids' high fashion takes France by storm. And I don't know if grandma, you would be able to you would be able to, you know, elaborate more on it. So what made them get into this? What inspired them?
So about a year ago, Sophie decided that she wanted to do modeling. Mm-hmm. And my husband, who is actually their grandfather, mm-hmm. you know, he said, well, let's do it. Let's see where it will take them.
Right.
You know, we started with Sophie first.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been under a lot of training.
Right.
This June, made it 1 year that Sophie's been doing this.
One year.
Yeah, she's been in this for years. So we had Richard Young train her. Mm-hmm. We have Michelle Borrell also training Sophie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michelle has also been working with Kelsey as well.
Right.
But in regards to training Sophie, you have to do, it's the entire part. It's not mm-hmm. just walking. You have to learn how to speak. You have to learn confidence and mm-hmm. so forth. And Sophie's first appearance was at New York Fashion Week in February of this year.
Right.
And the designer had asked to see Sophie video of her walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent the video. And from the time I sent the video, she said, she is such a cutie pie. I want her.
Wow.
So she flew to New York mm-hmm. in February. And the same designer has requested her to walk in Paris in September.
Mm.
So she will be modeling Archie Brown Designs clothing in Paris.
Nice.
So the 28th of September. So we are going to be flying. Well, Sophie's leaving on the 8th to go back to the States with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of things arranged for her up there.
Right.
She's also going to go back into training again to walk, you know, so she can remember and maybe learn different techniques
right,
as well.
Right, right.
But she will actually be walking for the design in Paris.
Nice. But Sophie, let me ask you, because you're the one who's walking and, you know, representing. What are some of the challenges you face, you know, like going through all the training and everything like that? What are some of the challenges? An easy thing to do?
It was very easy, but I was still scared at the same time.
Why you were scared? What were you scared about?
Because when I'm walking, I feel like too much people is watching me and like I'm going to fall and trip.
What? Have you ever fell?
No.
Well, you see, so that's fear. We could scratch that out because you ain't going to fall. What is another challenge? What is something that, let's say, for instance, you get any training and something that you couldn't pick up as yet and it took you a while for you to pick up?
It was like a turn when I have to walk and turn and mm-hmm. I couldn't pick it up so fast. I have to like practice and then I suddenly got it.
Wow, that's really nice. That, I mean, her future looks bright because mm-hmm. if coming from the States and, you know, they pinpoint and they saw that talent, I mean, you're going to France, wee, cross on. So tell me, Sophie, is there something that you would like our listeners to know about you and, you know, going to France?
Yes. to always follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And to always be confident about yourself, whatever you're doing.
Nice, nice. And if some confidence is my standards, that's your tagline. So every time I say, Sophia, confidence is my standards. Oh, girl! But that's nice. That's really, really nice. That's really nice. So, your confidence, how do you build that? Someone who's listening to us now, who's your same age, 11, and they're not too confident in themselves, what do you have to say to them?
To not to feel unsure about yourself and just build up your strength and keep on going.
Build up your strength and keep going.
Yes.
And if they want to get into modeling and fashion, just like you, what advice do you have for them?
Just keep on practicing.
Keep practicing. So, if I want to be a model, I want to be a model. You could teach me how to be a model?
Yes.
Yeah, where was your man?
You're sure?
Just like that. So you have a trainer in progress too. Nice. So Kelsey, you feel I forget about you? I didn't forget about you yet to know. I still want to know about this book.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good, right? So you're into fashion as well. What's your favorite? What's your kind of favorite outfit? What do you like to wear?
Dresses and skirts.
Dresses and skirts. You look like a dresses and skirts person. And what's your favorite color?
Pink, purple, blue.
Like mix up together, or like a cotton candy? That kind of way, or separate?
Every single one. Together in one.
All right, Kelsey. Sophia, where can we get the book? When you publish it, where can we get it? Where can we purchase it?
Amazon.
On Amazon. So what are we looking for? When we go on Amazon and type search, what are we searching for?
You're searching Sophia Stand Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find it.
You'll find it. Yes. Nice like a pie. So someone messaged and asked, where can we purchase the book? So we are purchasing it on Amazon in about 2 weeks time, is it?
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks time, Sophia Stands Strong, and you can purchase that book. So auntie, I'll call you auntie. Auntie, tell me some of the challenges that they faced, you know, getting into the fashion industry, and how you all overcame.
Well, for me, because I was doing this from scratch.
Right.
No assistance, no help.
Mm-hmm.
And IG was my friend, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have Rhett McCarthy, who actually manages Sophie's Instagram page. And with Rhett managing her page, I was also page manager, and so was Sophie's mother.
Right.
But I really took more of the leeway when it came to the marketing end of Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone who want to get into this industry, especially within the United States, you have to market and connect yourself with the designers.
Right.
If you connect yourself with the designers, a lot of these designers actually put out their flyers stating that they're looking for models.
Oh.
You know, so mm-hmm. if you find someone that, you know, that wants you to model them their design,
mm-hmm.
start. I don't care if it's the newest design on the market, start.
Right.
You know, because you never know where that designer will take you. Like Sophie, it's taken her to Paris later in this year.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's just connecting and try and keep marketing and connecting with everybody in that industry.
Mm.
And you never know where it will go.
Nice. So what are the other plans that you have for, let's say, for instance, in terms of schooling and you know, being in the fashion industry?
Yeah. So for right now, because Sophie is leaving with me on Monday, mm-hmm. right? She's going back to the States. She's going to be with me for about 3 months.
Right.
So we have spoken with the school, and we're in talks with the school. I don't know the full story yet, but we're trying to see if we can do schooling online with,
right.
you know, while she's in the States,
mm-hmm.
which will be a great help.
It would. Yeah.
And once she's there, she's going to, you know, start working towards the fashion. Towards France,
right.
you know, so she's going to go into modeling. She already has been signed up for dance, so she'll be doing dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dance camp they have.
Oh.
So she'll be doing dance camp for the rest of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And also she will be going to school twice a week in the evenings. It's called Fusion Academy.
Right.
So at least that way she's going to keep up on her studies.
Nice.
You know, so we're looking to bring her back here in October, the mm-hmm. first week in October, because Paris, she has to walk Paris September 28th.
Wow.
You know, she also has, when she gets up to University State, she has an interview with Natasha, Trini Cooking Natasha.
Oh, nice.
So Natasha's going to be coming to film with Sophie.
Right.
And they're going to cook together.
Very good.
And Sophie and Kelsey together has a talk show called Island Dreamers.
Island Dreamers.
Yes.
So, but you ain't telling me that, Kelsey.
So, yeah. So the first person they interviewed was Michelle Borrell.
Right.
You know, we also have an interview with, I think Thursday, we have an interview with Jamel. Certified Samson.
Hey.
Yes. So the girls are going to interview Certified Samson.
Nice.
So all you have to do is follow their pages because it will be up on their pages.
Nice.
You know?
On Instagram,
on Instagram,
Facebook.
Correct. So it's Sophia Hingson Instagram page and Kelsey Hingson. But I guess you guys will put that on your site.
Yes, so. Of course. Of course we'll put that there. But that's nice. That's really nice. I'm glad to see that this is starting from a very young age so that, you know, when they get older, it will be something as easy as breathing for them. You know, and that is what we need to do, get them in something that, one, they enjoy, and two, that they could improve themselves. I really like that.
Yeah.
So you're up for it? You're up for it, Sophie?
Yes, I am.
You're up for it. So what are we going to do? We're going to and win them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're competitive bad. And Madam Kelsey, why you ain't tell me at a talk show? So when to look for the next video?
In 3 days.
In 3 days. I'm going to follow you on Instagram, Anu, and I'm going to look out for that video. So tell us your Instagram handles.
Handles?
Yeah. So it's what can we search for on Instagram for you?
You can search
Sophia Hingson.
Sophia Rose Hingson, yes.
Sophia Rose Hingson on Instagram. Any Facebook, any X?
Yes.
Yeah, or is the same? All across the board.
Yes.
Sophia Rose Hingson. And you, Kelsey, how can we find you?
Just type Kelsey Marie Hingson.
Kelsey Marie Hingson. You know what I like about you know what I like about Kelsey? Kelsey just out there and I like it. You understand? Like, you know, look me. I am me. You know, everybody look at me. Yes, girl, you're right. You're right about that. So is there anything, as we wrap up this interview, is there anything that you'd like to tell our listeners, either of you?
Just love yourself.
Just love yourself.
Be you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to be anybody. Don't try to fit in. Be you.
Go to the front of the class. You gotta go to the front of the class, Kelsey. And all you saw Kelsey's heart sign, right? Because we have it streaming here. So I'm very sure you all saw the heart sign. Love everybody. Tell them love everybody.
Just love everybody.
Just love everybody. And love food. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you, Sophie, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we go?
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you so much. Were you nervous?
A little bit.
A little bit? Why? What make you nervous? Nobody ain't seen you here. Well, I mean, besides this.
I don't know.
So we going in France in September.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we are going to France in September. And I just want to say to your listeners, thank you so much. Please follow the girls. Please support them. And we appreciate everything that you guys, Trinidad and Tobago, has given them. Thank you.
Someone say, oh, they're so cute. Good luck in their future. Yes, Denise said, girl, if you see these girls, they're so cute. They're so cute. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you. Look, Kelsey. Well, guys, thank you for joining us today. This was awesome. I wish you all the best. And I know you're going to beat them. I know you're going to win in France. Represent yourself, girl, and do the best that you can.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book. And Kelsey, I'm waiting to see your book too. You feel I forget you? I forget you, you know. Right? So, we get in the book on Amazon in about 2 to 3 weeks. We could also look for it. Sophia, Stand Strong,
yes.
Right? So, guys, we're looking on Amazon. Sophia, Stand Strong, and we can purchase her book. All right? Well, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Bye, Kelsey.
Bye. Remember,
bye,
so eat food.
Eat food. Oh, we wouldn't forget that. Thank you so much. So, guys, that was Sophia and Kelsey. Awesome, 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 awesome.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.